1988, I watched a training video on how to arm, set, and place the Claymore Mine at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Do you know who narrated it? Yes, Mr. Rhetoric himself, Ronald Reagan. He described its curved shape as a fine woman. I kid you not, he espoused the friendly reminder that you were to face her breasts outward as if you were holding her from behind. Well, Reagan held this nation from behind, all right, when he appointed Louis Gifreda, a Nazi, to head up FEMA, when he elevated William Rehnquist, a Nazi Nixon appointee, to Chief Justice, when he appointed James Watt, another Nazi, to Department of the Interior, when he emailed Edwin Meese, another Nazi, everything he knew about Iran-Contra, when he hired Oliver North, John Hull, everybody else, and when he said, I am a Contra. He held us from behind, all right. I don't have to tell you what he did to us from behind, do I? Mr. Reagan, tear down that fascist government. Mr. Reagan, tear down that fascist government. Mr. Reagan, tear down that fascist government. Mr. Reagan, tear down that fascist government.